Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, if you are, you've turned into the right place. Welcome. My name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. As a little disclaimer, this show is for educational purposes only. The statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and should not be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you were listening last week, you would have heard me say that I have been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Marshall himself. And here locally at Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's full line of excipient-free nutrients. And in true fashion, each Saturday, we will reward the WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. And this Saturday, our special will be Adaptogen. Adaptogen is a comprehensive multi-botanical formula that promotes the entire adaptogenic process while helping to moderate occasional mental and physical stress. And of course, that's something that we all have. This blend is very unique. It's got some American ginseng root, maca root, many other things that help to deliver the perfect adaptogenic blend. This is one of our favorites, and I recommend taking 3 capsules a day first thing in the morning. This is a great product if you're super busy, type A personality, or simply the person who wants to have quality support for occasional stress. Because of its versatile effects, Adaptogen is one of our top 10 products and definitely a client favorite. If you buy 2 or more, you get 25% off, and this is good only for our WTLN listeners. And you can place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. I've also set up an email where you can email any questions that you have, and I will answer them on the air. So those questions can be emailed to cfhealthline@yahoo.com, and that is CF as in Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. Today, we're going to be speaking with my friend and mentor, Dr. Douglas Heist. Dr. Heist, welcome to Central Florida Healthline, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you, Renee. It's good to be here.
Last week, I gave my testimony about how QRA helped me, and today, I would like for you to tell our listeners what quantum reflex analysis did for you.
Thank you. And this goes back many years ago. I think I started doing nutrition in addition to my chiropractic practice back in the early 90s. And I went off to New York and did a postdoctoral in it because I felt I needed to know as much as I could in order to be able to help people effectively. And at that time, it's what I call standard alternative medicine. And at that time, that was effective to a point. We were using blood, stool, saliva, different type of blood tests in order to be able to look at what's going on in the body. But then back in 2004, despite all my educated efforts to take care of myself, I developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, stage 4. It was in the blood, bone, and spleen. Mm. And that was the journey that started another search. I thought I knew everything that I needed to know and continued to stay up on the research and used a lot of companies that were doing business with professionals like myself. And, but I started praying. I said, God, show me, if you want me to live longer, show me something I need to do that I don't know. And over a period of a couple months without going into detail, he did. And so I went into another aspect of, alternative medicine, which is called quantum reflex analysis. And, as a result of that, I was able to locate additional immunosuppressant problems going on in my body that didn't show up on blood, stool, saliva type testing. Might surprise you, but I had parasites, and I actually had trauma injury from playing heavy sports when I was in high school back in the outskirts of Chicago. And so, with that, my immune system was being suppressed. On top of that, I already had a predilection because my father and I had a brother that both passed away from a spleen type cancer lymphoma. So there I was, already sort of walking with a limp. And then in addition to that, with all that immunosuppressant stuff going in my body, then I believe that that was an additional stressor. And of course, having 6 daughters and a lot of responsibility, there was a lot of stress on the body. And I was thinking I was taking the nutrients, the proper nutrients, to be able to help me. So in the process of developing the cancer, I said, Lord, show me what I need to do. And that's when the Lord directed me into the research of Dr. Marshall. So I took off to New York. He was up in New York at a meeting. I flew up there, went to the hotel. He was having a meeting with a number of doctors. And so I sat there and listened to him. And afterwards, he tested me. And that was the beginning of my journey. A couple weeks later, I flew down to Texas to his research facilities and watched him, had him talk with me about what was going on, and went back and back and back for classes and learning, and started to apply this in my own personal life. And that started to make a significant difference. I was doing an immunotherapy by a local oncologist here, but it wasn't a chemotherapy, and that was definitely beneficial. But in addition to that, I knew I had to get rid of some issues that were showing up on this kinesiological type testing. Well, that was back in 2004, and here we are in 2018, and God's been good to this day. Although I'm retired now for about a year, to this day, I'm very regimented about how I eat and the nutrients that I take. As a matter of fact, I go in there, don't I, regularly?
Yeah,
have you,
yep.
Have you test me? I've got to stay in shape, stay good. And I find that's the case with a lot of patients, and I think you notice that too. Once a person gets good and healthy, they know what contributes to it. They want to continue that. And it's a combination of lifestyle, but also using this type of a test to find the weaknesses that are usually subclinical that you don't feel but are there. And if they're given enough time, they can become more problematic. So by resolving these issues, for instance, for many, many people, most people have difficulties with their hormonal system, the adrenals. And once you get those fixed and you get up and running real good, and it really helps to counter some of the effects of the day-to-day stresses that we'll inevitably have. So, but doing the diet, taking the nutrients on a regular basis, and good clean water, trying to do the organic thing as best as I can. I know that's not something everybody can do, but you can wash your vegetables, you can take the apples that you eat, and, you know, use a little soap on the surface to get the sprays, you know, which are really very harmful for the body, to get them off, and just eat clean foods. Get a lot of vegetables, salad. You know, Dave Ramsey talks about getting into that real strict diet, rice and beans.
Yeah.
You thought, wow, that does. How can anybody live through that? But unbelievably, that is the beans are a great source of protein. The rice is another source of some carbs, but also additional nutrients that are really vital to the body. So the Lord didn't make it difficult or too expensive for us to eat properly.
Yep.
That's the main thing. And so we can eat good food and not spend a lot of money. I think that when we talk about diet, many times we go after foods that could taste good, but are not necessarily good for our body. And over a period of time, that can suppress the immune system. In my case, I had pre-existing problems and predilections toward my cancer. But thank God, being able to incorporate a diet routine, taking specific herbs, I know I'm here by the grace of God as a result of using His laws. I referred last week to Genesis 1:29-30. You know, it's the food out of the soil. We don't get our health as a commodity on a drugstore shelf. We get it from the foods that the Lord made and grew, comes off the trees and out of the ground for us. And the more we're conscientious about that, the more we're going to benefit. So I don't think that I'm totally cured, but I keep pushing this thing back and back and back. And I know eventually at the age of 72, my immune system is probably going to get more challenged. But nonetheless, this has been the result of a concerted effort, and I know that that this has been very, very successful and very helpful for me.
Yeah, and I believe if I remember correctly, you were able to also use this to help one of your daughters.
Refresh my mind. What did they do?
One of them was dealing with the MS.
Right. When she was about 9, 10 years of age, she had a little sports injury at school. And it wasn't something that was significant. You know, we didn't have to run her to the hospital. But she nonetheless had a head injury from a trauma in sports and didn't really make any significant effect. But years later, she went off to college and she studied hard. She got a real demanding job up in Birmingham, Alabama. And boy, by the end of her second pregnancy, she had an acute onset of MS. So by this time, God had made me aware of the researcher, Dr. Marshall, and I was using it. So I flew up there after the baby was born, tested her, and found out about this injury, and then was able to remove the interference, get the energetics working again, and then begin to rehabilitate the body and be able to rebuild the immune system again. Now, of course, MS is oftentimes a demyelinization of the myelin sheath, which is what conducts nerves, but... If a microscopic look at that, this is actually a weakness that is accompanied by microorganisms which are destroying the myelin sheath. And so as a result of finding out what the problem was, fixing it and rebuilding that whole process, this goes back, I want to say probably 10, 12 years ago, 15 at the most, and now she's totally normal. She's gone on to have a third pregnancy. She has a computer business at home, it has a busy family life, and she's totally fine. Everything is restored back to normal again. She has no problems. The body is powerful. It has the ability to be able to heal itself, give it what it needs, get out of the way, and the body can heal. Much like that broken bone, the abrasion on the skin. We just have to give it the right molecules. And so I'm very thankful. And we've treated a number of different cases of MS and many other different types of severe types of diseases, but the body can heal many, many times.
Yeah, especially when you give it exactly what it needs.
Yeah.
So for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Central Florida Healthline, and I am Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and I'm here speaking with Dr. Douglas Heiss. Dr. Heiss, in the news the last few weeks, we keep hearing about the flu and how it's affected so many people. In fact, they're calling it an epidemic. We actually carry a number of nutrients that can help support the immune system, which is something you were having an issue with. What are some of your favorite things to help support the immune system?
We all know that vitamin C is effective. It's not the extremely high doses necessarily, but there's different types of molecules, herbs that come out of the foods that are very helpful. I'm trying to think of the name of the...
Yeah, the majority of the vitamin C that we see out there is the ascorbic acid.
Right.
And that's a synthetic form, I believe.
Yes, it is. It is.
So, yeah, the vitamin C that we carry, it's 100% natural. So the body reacts to it in a different way. One of my favorite things that I like to do is vitamin D3. Especially this, I like to take it every day anyway, but during this flu season, I've actually been doubling up on it to help, because it works with all different 200 of the different immune systems that our body has. So it is a liquid, it's live source, so it's definitely more bioavailable to the immune system.
And the material that you're using coming from Premier Research Labs is not parceled out molecules. For instance, the vitamin C you talked about, instead of it just being ascorbic acid, which is the antioxidant part of the molecule, it contains the whole food. So it's not necessary to use high doses, but it's necessary to use the whole molecule, which contains the hesperidin complex, bioflavonoid complex, biotin, etc. Those are the other factors along with ascorbic acid, but it's in its natural form. Let me mention also at this point that we're going to be talking repeatedly about the fact that these nutrients don't contain the toxic tagalongs that manufacturers are permitted to put into their products when they manufacture, because it makes it much less expensive to manufacture this material so the machines don't gum up. But there is a way of being able to do this that's unique with Premier Research Labs, so they can make these molecules without the stearic acid, magnesium stearate. So if anybody's interested, look at the ingredients in your nutrients along with the vitamin C. There may be some toxic tagalongs in there that you'll need to try and avoid if you can, because it does degrade the DNA within the cell, makes the nutrients less effective.
Yeah, that's a fun trick I like to do when I'm in the health food stores picking up some other stuff, is I'll go down the vitamin aisle and look at all the ingredients, yeah. And I'm still just amazed at what people are putting in their supplements. So, and that actually affects the immune system, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, over a period of time. I mean, it could create a symptom change that appears it's good, but over a period of time, it degrades the DNA, so it makes that nutrient even less effective. So they usually have to increase the dose or try something else.
Yeah, because those cells, when they're eating that particular vitamin or nutrient, they're also consuming that excipient, that toxin.
Right.
That's included with it.
So the more pure the product, the much more powerful effect, because it really resonates with the DNA within that cell. So it really can make a clinical difference much quicker.
Yeah. And there's some other things that will help to promote the immune system that are relatively inexpensive, like colostrum. That's a naturally occurring immunoglobulin that will also act as kind of like a stand-in immune system for you.
Yeah, you did mention also the ImmunoVen.
Yes, ImmunoVen, wonderful. It's got some of the olive leaf extract that they've been using for hundreds of years to help with the immune system.
Good. Yeah, those are all very, very effective. And what's interesting here is that when you do a test, a QRA, quantum reflex analysis, you can find the organ that's not working, perhaps maybe the spleen. And although it's not that it's totally shut down, if it's compromised, if it's being suppressed for several different reasons, you can find the exact herb and the exact dose that remediates that, that brings it back up to full resonance again. So it's not a guessing game. For those of you who are really struggling with compromised immune systems, your body has the capability of being able to come back up to full resonance again, but there's reasons why there's this sedation or suppression. And that's what can be fixed. And then once that immune system is back up again, you're eating good, drinking your fluids, staying away from junk foods, cakes, pies, cookies, candy, ice cream covered in drinks, a lot of that stuff that's full
stuff.
Of chemicals, right? Yeah, and you can enjoy a whole lot better quality of health and life.
Yes, and you were mentioning before that, you know, with your family history of what you were dealing with, a lot of people think that is something that they have to live with. Oh, you know, my mom had this or my dad had that, so I'm, you know, going to get it,
right,
or I have to live with it. But science has proven that those genes are soft and they can be turned off and on, correct?
Right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, over a period of time, given the right type of treatment and therapy, and I think this is the 21st century type of nutrition that we're talking about here, you can start to restore the gene function within a cell. And by doing so, then you really promote the future generations of those cells to be able to make good, healthy cells. And not only have the immune system working correctly, but also have the organs working correctly again. You know, there's a theory, it's called the telomere, the Hayflick telomere theory, and that has to do with the constant bombardment of free radicals and toxic stuff in the materials and that we eat and drink that can have a bombarding effect on the cell. And over a period of time, we start out, when this little baby's born, we have tremendous amounts of telomere layers on the cell to protect it. But over a period of time, that bombarding of free radicals, which can be affected by how we eat, can destroy those telomeres and make the DNA within the cell more vulnerable to destruction. And then that's what allows for viruses to grow in the gene deck, starts to alter the ability of that cell to produce a daughter cell that's healthy. And that's where we start the breakdown process. And for me, You know, that it was happening to me unbeknownst. You know, I had no symptoms whatsoever. Nonetheless, it was over a period of time that I was able to march my way out of this thing. And I still have to do my due diligence. And I have no doubt that I can't stop that cancer, but I've definitely pushed it back. And I'm still here as a result of that by the grace of God.
Yeah, we're happy for that. And from what I understand, too, the electromagnetic frequencies that we're constantly bombarded with from power lines and cell towers and smart meters on the house, that can definitely compromise the immune system also.
Right, yeah. And didn't we hear just recently that the one of the embassies was being pulsed with some destructive frequencies?
Yeah.
And I know that years and years ago, Russia, the embassy, our embassy in Russia was being pulsed with high energy frequencies. And a lot of the employees were coming back with cancer and dying. So frequencies, if you live underneath the power lines, that's not good, because that electromagnetic energy is more powerful than your own body's electrical system. And that can disrupt the function of the organs and glands. So it's better to use these little remediators on your telephone to try, and you can probably talk about that, because it helps to remediate the harmful energetics that can be, you know, when you're putting it up against the head or putting it on your hip and spending hours and hours of that. If you have a remediator, you can take the energetics, the destructive energetics, away from that phone so it doesn't have a harmful effect.
Yeah, and we've known for years that the cell phones, you know, cause cancer, but it's funny to see just the last couple of weeks that them actually come out in the news and say, yeah, this, you know, there's studies that show now that, yeah, it can cause cancer. So it's like, yeah, we've known that for a while. And there's ways too to ground the house. If you are, you know, living underneath power lines, or you do have the smart meter that seems to be all of a sudden disrupting, you know, sleep patterns and what have you, there's ways to ground the house to remediate those EMFs. What other things, Dr. Heiss, are you thinking that we can do in order to boost our immune system?
What comes to mind would be just something that anybody can do, and that is to drink clean water. We really have problems with the quality of our water, and we see a lot of companies providing water that hopefully doesn't have the chlorine, doesn't have some of the attendant chemical poisons that are in it. So clean water, drinking plenty of good clean water every day, that can be very beneficial.
Yeah, most people don't drink enough water. You've got to drink at least half your weight in ounces. Most people are like, you know, well, I drink my 6 to 8 glasses a day, you know, but if you weigh 200 pounds, then you should be drinking no less than 100 ounces. And most people at 200 pounds don't get to that. Especially if you're, you know, as you get older, then the elderly try to, you know, get away from that because they don't want to have to go to the restroom as often. But it definitely, you know, helps to improve the health and the immune system.
It does. It just, the body's got to get rid of the toxins and poisons.
Yeah.
And also it's important to be able to eat foods with fiber, vegetables and fruits, because that fiber helps to clean the gut, and then the body can eliminate a lot of the poisons and toxins that can be normally challenging the body's immune system. Did you know that, I think many people probably know this, and that is 70 to 80% of our immune system is in the gut. So if we're eating good foods, but we're drinking good clean fluids, and we're getting the right kinds of vegetables and salads, then we can have the right elimination on a daily basis. If we're not eliminating, that's a sign that there's definitely an overall problem going on in the body. And I would definitely say, you know, come in and get the cure. Find out what the problem is, because that is going to definitely trip up the body and the multiple organs that depend upon the absorption of the nutrients out of the foods. And if we're not eliminating correctly and being able to get rid of those poisons, that can be very disruptive to overall health.
Yeah, and a lot of people, what's funny, I'll ask about elimination, you know, are you, you know, or do you have normal bowel movements and stuff like that? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll come to find out they're only going every one, you know, one or two to 3 days at the most.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it should be at least once a day at the very least. And ideally, it's every time you eat. So as you as your diet becomes better and you get more whole foods into the diet, then the elimination starts working a lot better.
You have a product that's called galactin, which is actually a combination of insoluble fibers, which mm-hmm. help to clean the gut. And then that's what helps to clean out a lot of the toxins and poisons that would typically slow down peristalsis. And so if you get that, you can use that to help facilitate the elimination process on a daily basis.
Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Central Florida Healthline. I am Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can reach us by phone at 407-677-1660. Or you can send us your questions by email to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. And I look forward to spending time with you next weekend.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline. This was a pre-recorded show.